It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Brad Guzzi. Brad is with BMO Commercial Bank in Wisconsin. We're at the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha. Brad, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Okay, so tell us a little about the region. It's central Wisconsin, right? So
yeah.
For those who aren't familiar, tell us a little more about the region.
Yeah, well, central Wisconsin is home to a lot of different things, but obviously a lot of dairy cows in Wisconsin, being the cheese state. I mean, it's we wear cheese heads for a reason, right? We're very proud of that. In fact, I bring a bunch of cheese from local manufacturers down here every year to the conference to show off what we do and share it with a group of people here every year. And it's kind of been a tradition that it's been going for quite a while now, so it's a good time.
So the fact that you're pretty passionate about that, I'm just wondering, did you grow up in ag, and what's your path to get to where you are today?
Yeah, I'm kind of probably the non-traditional guy, so I've got a lot of different hats that I've worn over my career. I spent 21 years in the Army National Guard, including a nice 213-day tour in Afghanistan. Both of my kids serve now, so with Veterans Day this week, thank you both of them for their service and carrying on the tradition in our family of serving. So, but yeah, I've got a degree from UW-Wisconsin River Falls, a smaller school, but got that through showing animals in 4-H and doing things like that that got me going in this business, and kind of always wanted to be involved in ag banking and kind of started out there, but ended up doing dairy nutrition for 10 years and then moved my way back into the ag finance side and doing that back in the late 90s, and have been involved in it since. So enjoy doing what I do.
Let's talk about the bank now, BMO Commercial Bank. For those who aren't familiar with that.
Yeah, BMO Commercial Bank is one of the top food, protein, and financers in the U.S. We're a very large ag bank. We're very strong in production agriculture. Do a lot of different things in that space.
Anyone who talks about the dairy industry or understands the dairy industry knows that there have been some challenging times in the past.
Absolutely.
What keeps you awake at night?
Yeah, that's a great question. As I look, you know, right now with what's going on, you know, you think about what's happened to interest rates over the last little bit here. I'm not so, you know, we've come into this year into 2023. We're going to go into it with a lot of liquidity. We've had some really good margins in the dairy space over the last 12 months. It's looking really positive going into the tail end of this year. That margin's going to shrink next year. The question, the thing that scares me, is demand destruction. Right, as interest rates go up and inflation and everything else, when do people quit buying what we're producing, right? And how does that demand start shrinking back? And as that demand starts shrinking back, that's going to start impacting our bottom lines on the farms, and that's what keeps me awake. I mean, that's my concern, is when does that happen, and when do those margins tighten up, and when does that eat into the liquidity of our farms, and how does that happen? You know, what does that cause us to have happen, right? So,
well, and we approach it from a producer perspective, but if we're seeing demand destruction, it obviously is going to have a trickle down that hits our communities.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm trying to remember the name of the president who said it, but if you let grass grow up in the towns, new ones will sprout up, right? But if you let grass grow up if you let the farms die, the streets will have grass in them, right? It's just our farmers are important, and to our communities, and to our country as a whole. Food security has taken on a new meaning with what's gone on in the world in the last 12 months. You know, you start looking at it, and food security is huge. And so when you start looking at that, that's going to be a positive thing for us going forward as producers, but it's a challenge, right? So
maybe the next question would be then, what can producers be doing about this? I mean, obviously there'll be some some things that are outside of our control. We can't control weather, issues like that.
Yeah, you know, it's proactive winds. I mean, that's probably the biggest message is proactive winds, right? I mean, as we go into, you know, I talked about interest rate risk and stuff like that, a lot of questions about what did you do coming into this about interest rate risk, right? So I, you know, when we talk about all of that, there's really, I think, three things that we, you know, you think about. The our producers of today have to be, number one, great producers. They have to be able to manage the process and be great producers, right? So it's getting the using the technology to grow crops, to improve production, take care of animals, do that kind of stuff, right? So that's huge, right? That's important. But that's table stakes nowadays. You aren't in business if you aren't a good producer. Now what we're looking for, we're adding to that, right? It's going on to the next level. The next things we need to look at are, so you've got to be a better financial manager now. So do you understand your books? Do you understand your cash flows? You know, I always think there's three reasons you keep books on a farm or records on a farm, right? The first one is you keep it, right, because you've got the tax man, right? The second reason you keep records on your farm is to satisfy the bank, right? So that brings in the balance sheet. But what we need to do is we need to get over here where it's we are keeping all those records to make financial decisions and wise choices and deployment of our capital on the farm to make good things and better efficient production and profitability for that operation. Then the third thing, the third leg of that stool to me on a on an operation now is risk management. And I don't mean just managing the price of your output or your inputs and all that. It's a holistic approach and looking at the whole operation. It's succession management. It's looking at, do you have the right insurance coverages in place? Do you have a life insurance policy that matches? I mean, just think about what our asset values have done in the last 20 months on the farm, and you look at what those asset values have. Do you have enough life insurance to cover those that asset accumulation that you've had if you're looking at using that life insurance to be a funding of your succession plan? Is the policy high enough, right? So you've got to look at all those things when you're looking at that as a holistic approach to it.
You've been coming to the ABA Ag Bankers Conference for a few years, but now you're on the Ag Bankers Conference Committee.
Yes.
What's that mean?
It's really cool, I think. Being recognized as being somebody who's a leader in the industry and somebody that has some insights that I can bring to the table, I think that's awesome to me. I mean, just it feels really good to me, but it means that I've been doing some things right in my career and taking care of some people too. So it's cool.
Well, and the fact that you've been coming, you're now onto the committee. What about lenders who've never been?
Yeah, this is probably, you know, it's interesting. You know, we always talk about competition and banks and stuff like that, but our ag lending is a unique group of people. And especially, you know, while we're competitors, I mean, we've got 630 ag bankers from all across the U.S. here that are sitting down and learning together, and we're sharing ideas, and we're collaborating, and we're giving each other tips and help. We're trying to do things, and there's no other group of bankers that does that in my mind. It's because we have such a passion for our customers and our clients and those we serve in the industry we serve, and that passion just flows over to making sure that we're all doing the same things, trying to take care of our clients.
If we want to learn more about BMO Commercial Bank, I would imagine you're online.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a website out there. It's BMO.com, and start looking for us out there. There's several articles that are out there on that, specifically on the production ag piece between Sam Miller, myself, Erica Kuhlman, who's head of our food consumer and agribusiness group, is out there as well. So lots of stuff out there and content. So,
Brad, so good to see you.
Thanks again.
Best of luck.
You bet. Thanks.
Brad Guzzi is with BMO Commercial Bank in Wisconsin. We're in Omaha for the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.